producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a rainy Friday. It bothers me that it's raining so hard today because I just figured out how to get everything I want to carry from my little camera kit to do video and everything into one small package that I can carry on my back, and now I can't carry it because I'm not going to be walking out in the rain. Sorry. I've become sort of a sissy. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com, the primary holster I carry wherever I go, whatever I'm doing. I only own one gun that I don't have a G-Code holster for yet, and I'm going to take that up there and have them make me one. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. I've called this, sort of tongue-in-cheek, I call this the ISIS welcome wagon bag. And this has been, it started out as a bag that began based upon an idea that my friend Such, the YouTube big dude, put out there with his little ready bag. I even got the same bag he had. And in the beginning, it was about yay big and everything else. And it was a little too big, and it was a little too unwieldy. And the problem with it is that there's certain things you couldn't put in the bag. Okay, just because of the designs of the bag and the designs of the kit, the things I tried to carry were like a very small chest rig, a very low-profile chest rig, and a broken-down AR-15. And some, goggles and gloves and everything else that I might need if I was going to be fighting if somehow I was transformed from a battlefield that would probably be the upstate of South Carolina to a battlefield that would be like the desert. I don't know why I needed some of that stuff. Then that segued, and it's in the middle of a segue now. And I think I know we're going to talk about where it's at right now and where I think it's going to go because, DK from Michigan gave me the idea of where it can go. He doesn't know it yet, but he's going to find out as he listens. Now, primarily, I've talked to various tactical instructors out there, and the one that influenced me the most is going to be the one we're going to talk about the last. Okay? Now, first thing that I changed on the kit was my primary load support system has changed from what it was, which was a Blue Force Gear, I can't remember who made it, what it was called, to the G-Code Contact Series Traveler's Bag. You can see, in the video, you can see how big it is. It's about as big as a big lunchbox, and this holds a fully adorned chest rig with five magazines in it, three on apparently there and two in a smaller pouch, for the AR-15, two magazines for the carrier weapon, which would probably be one of the Glocks, and I'm using Glock 17 magazines for that because they all work. And a aid kit, a IFAC, if you will. It's a Dark Angel kit that I have just pulled out of the carrier and stuffed in there. That all fits into this. It's all deployable. Unzipping it just all falls out. This is what's going to be run as my load-bearing equipment. The weapon. Right now, I'm carrying the excellent Robar Polymar 15. This may change as well, simply because I'm not going to do to the Robar Polymar 15 what I may end up doing, because I have a Wyndham Weaponry Base SRC coming, just the base model, just a flat top AR-15. No frills, no nothing about it. And the other day, DK called something to my attention that Tim Harmson of the Military Arms Channel has come out with. He's the exclusive distributor for it. Called the Dolos kit, where you put these adapters on the three components of an AR-15. Now, he was using a pistol, but I'm going to put it on the Wyndham Weaponry SRC. And there'll still be room for an optic to go on top, so I'll put a, I have an EOTech 512 not sitting on anything, so that'll go on top of it. But essentially what will happen is it'll break down. The buttstock will come off, the barrel and the rail will come off, and I'll have three pieces, and the longest one of these pieces will be 16 inches. That may be what changes, because this thing as it is right now, I'm not going to mess with the setup on this gun. I simply am not. This is perfect for me. This is lightweight. It weighs 5 pounds. I have a flashlight on it, but I have the pistol light from Surefire, not the rifle light. I have the Aimpoint H1. This thing weighs about 5.5 pounds. It's very light. It's just, you know, if there's such a thing as a comfortable weapon, Robar knocked this one out of the park. Now we come to the part where the influence came in. The influence was Eric Utrecht, Trek from Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute. When I was asking him, what would you have in your bag? The first thing he said was, I would really work on the sidearm that I'm carrying all the time. And the last thing, if I'm going to put on anything, I'm going to be putting on some sort of a slick bullet-resistant vest. You've heard the ads here for Fortress Survival yesterday. Thank you, Holly, at Genesis Communications. She got with Fortress Survival, and they have sent me this Level 3 vest that they're selling right now for $250. This is it weighs 5 pounds. Altogether, 5 pounds. 5 pounds. Level 3, 5 pounds. I mean, that's huge. Front and back. It is not a wraparound system. The way it is set up, because it is elastic, everything is elastic, I don't have to take it apart to get it on. I can just stick it on my head and stick it on me. I don't have to adjust anything. And when I stick that on me, if I'm carrying a sidearm in the G-Code OSH, and I have my spare magazines in the G-Code carrier, I'm kitted up. As I've got a decent kit going if I have to fight any further. From there, if I have to go to the contact series and then either pull out the Robar gun or put together the SRC, whichever it's going to be, I've got just about everything I need, don't I? This is not going to be, I don't think this is ready to rifle rounds. This is better than not having it, though. This is, and for depending on what I'm fighting, I mean, in certain situations, we're getting into the cooler weather. I can put this on over a T-shirt, under a sweatshirt, and just walk around with it on. And not even have to worry about deploying it. But here's the thing about this. If I go the Dolos route with the AR-15, I think I can find like an Under Armour or a Oakley backpack that all of this would fit into. And then if I want to carry this around, because I'm in the photography difference, I'll have to find that out for you, PW. I don't know what the difference between 3 and 3A is. If I want to carry all of this around on my back and I've got my camera strap out there, everybody's just going to think I'm carrying a camera backpack. And I will have my war kit on the back of my back. And that changes everything, I think, to a certain degree. That gives me a degree of, you know, in a moment of heightened awareness, I can quite easily carry this all around with me. And the heaviest part of it is the contact series. And I can handle that. So the way I'll probably pack this into a bag is... contact series and rifle, broken down rifle, and then put the plate carrier on top, and that's the first thing going on. This is coming together. Thank you, Fortress Survival. Thank you very much for this. Check them out. You'll hear the ads here on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. I have about, since I primarily carry Glock 9mm, I have this one OSH holster that I literally have beat the hell out of, and it's still going strong. I took one. I had one that I didn't use on a regular basis, and inadvertently it got coated in Vaseline, And what's happened with that is the rubber around the retention screw, the tensioning screw, has it's been eaten away by that because there's petroleum in the Vaseline. That's the only one I've ever, everything else I've ever done to them, and I've run them all. I've run the SST, I've run the SOC. Every one of those runs without batten and eyelash. And I know they're holsters, but believe me, I've seen a lot of guns. I picked up a lot of people's handguns and handed them to them because their holster didn't hold the gun. And if you're going to carry a gun, there may be a moment when you might have to run around a bit. And when you do that, you want your gun to stay where it is. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In New York, if you are one of New York's finest and you're off duty and you want to see his potentness during his tour of the Big Apple, leave your gun at home or face the consequences of being sent away and reprimanded by the NYPD brass. This is according to the New York Post. All members of the service who plan to attend a papal event while off duty are hereby advised that their firearms will not be permitted. This coming from this going out to police officers on Wednesday of this past week. The only ones disarmed. And the in New York City. Now, this is what are they facing in New York City as a cop? They have, despite heightened concerns, where's this coming from? Where is this coming from? No idea. No idea where this is coming from. Maybe the New York Post. Despite heightened concerns about an assassination attempt or act of terror, off-duty cops will ultimately have to abide by the very same rules that civilians are asked to do, to abide by, a move that is not sitting well with members of the force. A police source said, describing the policy as very offensive, "This is our city and we should be able to carry." You should be able to carry anywhere, Hoss. And not just you. Everybody should be able to carry, but I think you're welcome to my world. He went on, "God forbid something happens. You're going against the patrol guide, which says you're required to be armed at all times while in New York City. Something bad happens and you're not armed, you are not able to protect yourself, your family, friends, and the public. You have the leader of the biggest religion in the world and potential for violence is there. I'd like to be able to protect myself if something, God forbid, does happen." According to the Post, they're not really sure that that wasn't a made-up quote. Another source added, "In cases like this, it's always better to have your gun and not need it than to not have your gun and need it. Obviously, in the case of the Pope, we're all worried about an assassination attempt. It would be better to have a professional NYPD cop in his sidearm because that adds another layer of security for the Pope. We want to protect him in every shape or form. If a cop is walking to one of the vents and sees something and needs to engage with his weapon, you're going to want a gun to do that." So, if a law-abiding civilian, which, by the way, includes cops, carries a firearm, he or she may be able to defend an innocent life. A law-abiding civilian carrying a gun is a good thing. This coming from the cops of New York? Who knew? Certainly not the powers that be in the city that never sleeps. The bodyguarded borough, you know, the burghers that are there who created and enforced a de facto ban on concealed carry for anyone who isn't politically connected or a law enforcement officer. And if you take the sarcasm and shove that aside, then this next little part should, you're going to enjoy this. Ed Mullins, president of the Sergeants Benevolent Association, also blasted the no-gun protocol, calling it insulting to all members of the NYPD. He said this makes no sense. The NYPD has stated the papal detail is a high-risk security event and then prohibits the very same members of the NYPD from carrying their department-issued firearms off-duty while attending a papal event with their families. I guess someone forgot law enforcement members are being targeted and killed across the nation. I guess someone also forgot that armed non-LEO civilians protect police officers. Yeah. Yeah. Just like off-duty officers protect the Pope. That whole myopia and hypocrisy is a perfect bedfellow. Good bedmate. Hook up. Knock them boots. It just goes to show, if you're not going to be part of this solution, you are going to be part of the problem. And this is the NYPD. This is what they believe. I personally think everybody in New York should be able to carry if they want to carry. I know that they're not ever going to be able to do it. And I'm sad for that. I'm very sad for that. Because New York is a great city. A lot of creative minds are there. A lot of naive, innocent, creative minds are there. And they do some really good things, and the city is just bursting with life, and it's just vital and just constantly running 24/7. And the one thing they're not allowed to do there is to carry a gun to defend themselves. They can have anything else they want to defend themselves, and they have to resort to that. And when the police pull back, like they did at Hurricane Sandy, like they did in Baltimore, like they did in L.A., like they did in Louisiana, they're left to their own. And they shouldn't be left to their own. And it should not be, if there's 34,000 people in New York City who somehow or other qualify to carry a gun, the qualifying factor for carrying a gun in New York City should not be how much money you got, who you know. That should not be part and parcel of it. Some of these guys carrying guns in New York City are quite unsafe. I don't remember the cat's name, but he's in charge of their counterterrorism unit there, because NYPD has their very own. And he was doing a slideshow presentation, and without having a permit, he pulls out his Glock 17, which had a laser sight on it. He starts using that as a laser pointer. And while he's pulling that up and flipping it on to start, saying, and here we have our magnificent plumbing system or whatever he's doing, he's sweeping the heads of some of the people in his presentation group. That's not good gun craft. Not at all. So... And in the coming, I think next month, I'm going to try to start a series with a guy named Pat McNamara. Now, if you want to talk about gun craft, this guy is the epitome of no-frills gun craft. And, I mean, he completely sweeps away everything most of us are being taught simply because he just asks out loud, why are you doing that? He's a special operations veteran, spent most of his time there, retired from the military as a sergeant major. He runs something called T-Max Inc. He's going to start with us next month in October. And I'm looking forward to that. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. For those of you that may have noticed, Frog Lube has now been, they're now the official lubricant of the NRA World Championships. Check them out, froglube.com. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code, their NCOG holster has been recognized by the Buckeye Firearms Association with their FASTER program. And they apparently are adopting that for the teachers there to securely carry a gun inside the waistband in a way that makes sense and in a way that is comfortable. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. If a teacher can carry a gun comfortably that way, just think about you. We talked about the cannon yesterday, and there's been a major, somebody took a good look at this, and this is one of the reasons I'm not a lawyer, is because I saw what they sent, and I didn't catch this, so this guy did, and I'm enjoying that he did. There's a major flaw in the legal reasoning behind the ATF's recent cannon letter, and it probably was not accidental. In its letter to X Products, the ATF claims that when affixed to an AR lower, the cannon must be registered under the NFA. Their argument, the definition of an NFA firearm includes short-barreled shotguns, which is a shotgun with a barrel under 18 inches of length. Problem. In their letter, the ATF pulls the definition of the shotgun from the Gun Control Act, not the NFA. And this bit of interpretive legerdemain makes a whole lot of difference. Every lawyer knows that different legislative acts can have different definitions for the same word. For example, a GCA firearm is more like the common definition of a firearm, where an NFA firearm is limited to the fun stuff, like machine guns and silencers. As with firearm, the GCA and the NFA both have their own definition for shotguns. Under the GCA, a shotgun is defined as stated in the ATF's letter. Shotgun under the NFA, however, is defined as follows. The term shotgun means a weapon designed or redesigned, made or remade, and intended to be fired from the shoulder, and designed or redesigned, and made or remade, to use the energy of the explosive in a fixed shotgun shell to fire through a smooth bore either a number of projectiles, ball shot, or a single projectile for each pull of the trigger, and shall include any such weapon which may be readily restored to fire a fixed shotgun shell. The fixed shotgun shell language is echoed in the ATF's own regulations. That same language is also in the definition of any other weapon. The fixed shotgun shell language is not, however, in the GCA definition. And this is where that whole part of the fixed shotgun shell language is critical. The CAN cannon was designed, made, and intended to use a 223 blank and a separate projectile, not a fixed shotgun shell. Therefore, everybody do it with me. Therefore, a CAN cannon attached to an AR would not be a shotgun, and thus not a short-barreled shotgun, nor any other weapon under the NFA. It may, however, still be a GCA short-barreled shotgun, but the GCA doesn't require registration and tax stamps. That's the NFA. It does things like make it unlawful for any licensed dealer to sell or deliver to any person any destructive device, machine gun, short-barreled shotgun, or short-barreled rifle, except as specifically authorized by the Attorney General, consistent with public safety and necessity. Because the CAN cannon is sold without a receiver, those regulations do not apply. The buyer of the CAN cannon is not purchasing a GCA short-barreled shotgun. Rather, the buyer is making one by attaching the CAN cannon to a receiver. And I'm not aware of any federal law prohibiting the making of a GCA as opposed to an NFA short-barreled shotgun. Having said all of that, of course, the CAN cannon is not out of the woods. There is the readily restored language in the definition of an NFA shotgun. According to interviews with CAN cannon, the device will not chamber a live round. The ATF's letter, however, says that it will chamber a live round, leaving us to wonder how much effort it would take to remove that safety feature, as an example, was readily restored to be able to change the 223 cartridge. It's firing the blank, it could possibly fire the cartridge. Even if it could be readily converted to chamber a live 223.556 round, that's still not a fixed shotgun shell. It becomes a fixed metallic cartridge, which is not the same thing. Ammunition nomenclature aside, it could simply be fixed by making it harder to chamber a live round. So in the end, here we have the ATF pulling a fast one by mixing up the definitions from different statutes, even though they know that the GCA and the NFA are not the same thing. For all of you owners of the CAN cannon, does this mean you should ignore the ATF's letter? No. No, you shouldn't. Definitely not based upon anything I may have told you. I've just pointed out something to you that makes what they have done to you a little more troublesome for them to actually do. It's up to you what you do with it. I do hope that X Products will fight this and prevent the ATF from pulling this sort of nonsense again. We saw this before with the SIG brace. You know, this was where everybody was taking AR-15 pistols and putting a brace on it, and for the arm, you know, it was designed with Velcro to wrap around your forearm. But at the same time, you could stick it against your shoulder, and it would work. And the ATF initially said, okay. And then I don't know if they looked around and said, well, nobody's sending us any tax stamp requests for short-barreled rifles. What's up with that? And then they discovered all of these 7-inch barreled AR-15 pistols with SIG braces laying around and said, oh, they're just getting these things. Well, we got to make this illegal. I don't know what led to this. But, I mean, for a moment, it was fine, and for the next moment, it wasn't. It used to be when you bought a SIG brace, you got a letter that went with it that said this was okay to stick on your shoulder. Not anymore. Not anymore. At the end of the day, this simply highlights a fact. Honestly, you know, this is not Fast and Furious, to be sure, okay? This is not the raid at Ares Armor, to be sure. This is, however, still them trying to pull a fast one. And this is what the ATF does, whether it's shooting the wife of Randy Weaver while she's holding a child at long distance with a sniper rifle, or it's just mixing up the definitions and the statutes to take something that was doing nothing to nobody off the market and make it harder to own one of these things. This is what they do. This is all that they do. I sit around sometimes, and I simply, you know, I try to manifest feelings of empathy and everything else for the people on the ground that work for the ATF that are just trying to be regular cops that have their own little specialized mission. And every time they come out and do something like this, and I realize these same people stay working for the ATF, even though all of this shenanigans come up, I simply look at myself and say, why? Why is that happening? Why do I continue to care? It's a constant conundrum, I'm telling you. It's a big issue for me. It is a big issue for me. X products, like I said, I hope they fight this. They certainly need to. Somebody needs to. Because it's not really a gun, I wouldn't expect to see anybody from NRA, GOA, 2AF, anybody standing up for them because, they didn't make a gun. They made something that you could attach to a lower that's fun. Although, you know, somebody asked a question. I wonder if this makes potato guns illegal now. Does anybody attach a potato to a potato gun to a AR-15 lower? I'm almost certain it will make that illegal if you can do that. Of course, potato guns, some of these things, they make some of these things that look like stationary artillery pieces. Just to launch potatoes. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
All right, welcome back. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Well, you know, I preach about them. I will continue to preach about them. I'm always going to preach about them because they're indestructible, because of the innovation they continue to bring to the market, because of the fact that they are the tactician's choice. The tacticians don't go buy stuff off the shelf. They're looking for stuff that is, one, modular, two, indestructible. They pick G-Code. You can pick G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. For those of us that carry a gun, there's one part of carrying a gun and using a gun in self-defense that if you are not absolutely ready to do this, don't carry a gun. This is coming from somebody that advocates everybody carry a gun. But if you're not going to do what I'm about to describe to you, don't carry a gun. If you carry a gun and you do not have it in you to kill someone or to at least shoot someone, in your mind's eye, if you don't have it in you to shoot someone to stop them, don't carry a gun. Okay? This past Tuesday, a Florissant man, where was Florissant? Missouri, Florissant, Missouri, was charged Tuesday with grabbing a pistol from a woman Monday as she was trying to prevent him from attacking her friend in University City, then beating her and her friend with the gun and shooting her twice in the chest. The 23-year-old victim pulled out a handgun when he started beating on them. Turns out both of these young ladies were prostitutes, and this was the John. And the John got a little physically aggressive with the 21-year-old, which, by the way, because she was a prostitute, she was not inviting that. I'm not condoning that in any way, shape, or fashion. The problem here is that you got all three people involved in criminal enterprise. So the 23-year-old that drew the gun was breaking the law just by having the gun. That's the sad part of it. However, she pulled the gun and didn't intend to shoot him. She pulled it like she was a vampire hunter. This was the cross she was pulling out. Back. Back, foul creature. That was not the case. The assailant, what's his Yahoo's name? Mario Pearson. He turned 31 this past Saturday. Happy birthday, Mario. Now being held on $150,000 bond, he took the gun and beat the woman with it. He shot the woman who originally pulled the gun twice in the chest with it. And, the incident happened after the man hired the 23-year-old prostitute and her 21-year-old friend for sex, and he became aggressive with the younger woman. The 23-year-old pulled out her concealed gun in an effort to scare the man, but was not committed to using it. The man, enraged by having a gun pulled on him, took the gun from her, pistol whipped both women, and then shot the woman who originally pulled the gun. He's now in jail facing multiple felony charges, and the gun-toting prostitute who was shot is now in critical condition. There's plenty of good people that can legally have a gun, that pull a gun, that don't intend to use it. and a gun. Having a gun is not some talisman. Pulling the gun is not some talisman. Getting behind the gun and actually employing the gun and engaging your target, that's not a talisman either. Then you're using it as a tool. And that's all a gun is. But it is not a talisman. It's not going to work. There's some people... Hey, look, I pulled a gun twice in self-defense. And it acted as a talisman. The foul creatures backed away. And that was good. But I was fully, at that moment, motivated to shoot them if they continued on. Now, here's the other thing about carrying a gun. Besides, you know, get this whole idea that you can use a gun to scare somebody by showing it to them out of your head, all right? There's something to be said, and I mean, this happens a lot with cops. There's something to be said for this. If you are put in the position to where you do have to shoot someone, I want you to think about what I'm saying as far as my setup when I draw a weapon. There's two ways I'm going to draw a weapon. If somebody has a hold of me and they're pummeling me, I'm not going to draw the weapon and say, I have a gun. I'm going to draw it. They're going to feel like they're being punched with something that's suspiciously barrel-shaped. And then I'm going to pull the trigger till the gun runs dry or until they let me go, whichever comes first. There's not going to be any fancy stances. I'm going to have one hand on them. My head is going to be catching a bunch of punches. I may be catching a knife blade in the ribs or anything else. I'm drawing the gun. I'm jamming it into their body, and I'm just going to start pulling the trigger. I'm not going to worry about things about proper grip. Are my thumbs going forward? Where's the front sight? I'm just going to start pulling the trigger. Okay? The other circumstance is where I have room. Now, if I have room, like the two times I've actually pulled a gun, if I have room and I pull the gun and they back away, they've made the right choice. However, if I pull the gun and they continue to come at me, they have made the wrong choice. And this is where it comes down to this whole moralistic thing. You don't consciously go out, or at least I don't. I don't consciously go out carrying a gun on a daily basis, saying to myself, I certainly hope I get attacked today so I can try to shoot somebody. I got to try out this ammunition. I got to try out this agency gun, this throwbar gun. I got to try out these guns. That is not what I do. That is not what I do. When I go out, the last thing I want to do is pull my gun. That is the last, absolute last thing I want to do. Which it should be the last thing anybody wants to do. And if somebody comes up on me and they went out that night thinking, I'm going to find some older white fella or black fella or plaid fella, whoever, you know, I'm not going to lay this at the feet of any one race. I'm just thinking the way they think. I'm going to find somebody, and because I'm what I am, I'm going to intimidate them. Because I'm a big kid, because I'm a black kid, because I'm a big white kid, because I got my podnas with me. Whatever. If some of them roll up on me and they decide they're going to practice this craft on me, they've made bad choice number one. If I pull the gun because of the choice I've made, which is to not be killed while I'm out and about on my daily life, because most of the time, if you see me out, there's two things I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be taking pictures or video, just because I love doing that, and I'm going to be drinking a latte from Starbucks because I have this weird affection for feminine coffee from Starbucks. And I have the app. And I'll be doing one of those two things. I may be with my family, I may be alone, I may be with my wife. But that's really essentially, if I'm not on the range, if I'm not preparing this show, if I'm not doing something show-related, that's what I'm doing in my leisure time. This is the desperado I am. If somebody comes up and wants to disrupt that to the point of taking my life or hurting something in my family or something, that's bad choice number two. And when I show them what I intend to do to keep them from doing that, which is the choice I get to make as a free man born on this planet, and they continue to come forward, the choice for them to be shot was made by them. That is the unfortunate truth. And if I'm ever in that situation and I'm faced with that and I do it, and I will do it, First of all, I got second call defense in my corner, so I know I'm going to be taken care of as far as that goes. I'm going to be dotting the I's and crossing the T's, so I will come out of that exonerated. And I will deal with everything that goes along with it. And if the family comes at me and tells me what a great kid and all this other stuff was and threatens me, well, then you come on too. Because you raised a monster, and I dealt with him when you could have dealt with him. So people that attack people, people that attack cops, and get shot for their trouble, they made the choice. I didn't make the choice. I was sitting somewhere eating my turkey pot pie. I didn't know this person existed till they got in my face. They picked me. I just engage and I end what's going on. That's all self-defense is. But it's not something that we as the defenders, we're not the aggressors here. We're the reactors. We're the ones that react and then turn it into action. We're the ones that go from defense to offense really offensively, really quickly. And, it doesn't last very long because we're going to end this quick. And for the families and the nervous Nellies and everything that will read out there and call me a concealed carry killer and all this other stuff, whatever helps you sleep, okay? I've come close to death recently. I like being on this side of the grass. We'll pick this up again on Monday. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. Keep it close to you. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.